Thanks for joining me.
No problem. Happy to be here.
So who are these buyers?
It's really just an investment partnership. It's a set of investors who saw that the bookstore is a really important part of the Aspen community and kind of fits within the overall idea of promoting ideas and promoting, you know, people's engagement in ideas. And so it's just a consortium of investors that got together to purchase the bookstore and the building, obviously.
So the consortium of investors, does that fall somewhere underneath the public interest network?
It does indirectly. Some of the organizations are members of the Public Interest Network, which is itself a network of organizations. So that's why it's set up as a separate investment partnership. The most important thing for people to know is there's a group of people and organizations that thought that the bookstore was important to preserve. Many people who've been, I love the Explore Bookstore. I go there, you know, every year I go to Aspen, and one stop I always make is to the bookstore. So I think we're not alone in loving the bookstore and think it's so important to the community in Aspen.
So this consortium that purchased Explore is a for-profit enterprise. How does the group plan to make money in an era where it's financially difficult to run a bookstore?
Right. I don't think we have all the ideas yet, but we do have a business plan that we think will get us to a point where it breaks even. And then I did mention the programming, which I think is part of the solution to it, which is to sort of increase the visibility and exposure of the bookstore. I mean, if we hosted TED Talks or some kind of thing, and people came in for those and they happened to buy a book along the way. So I think our idea is, you know, through just the usual things that you could think of, but one of them is to, you know, just increase the visibility and increase the foot traffic, and at times, particularly outside of the holiday season, which I think, you know, is already, you know, the store does well then. And there's a good staff there. I mean, we just hope to bring some of the expertise that we have in, making things successful and help to really build the bookstore.
Will Explore be operated similarly to how it's being run right now?
Yeah, we have currently no plans to change any, you know, we're assuming the staff that are running it are doing a good job, and we're just looking to figure out ways that we can, again, I think increasing the foot traffic and somehow get people to buy more books.
Well, and I have to say that, you know, the fact that a group like this came in with the intent to preserve the bookstore instead of a developer making a purchase, you know, to make a buck, is kind of different for Aspen. Have you gotten the sense from community members? I mean, have you heard thank yous, I guess?
We have. I mean, I think people are, you know, as much as they don't buy as many books as they used to, I think people still kind of get that a bookstore, and particularly Explore, which is really unique, you know, it's just a nice, nice bookstore, is a unique addition to the community. So yes, we've gotten a lot of thank yous. Well, I know Aspen has been kind of the subject of a lot of developers, you know, coming in and tearing down, or at least, you know, kind of taking over some of the historic beauty of Aspen. I know that there, you know, just from my own experience, spending a lot of time there over the last 25 years, that there are a lot of people who live there that, you know, love what's, you know, sort of special about Aspen and the fact that it has the historic ties. And we have gotten a lot of thank yous for doing it, and we hope that we can be successful, and we again hope the community will help us be successful.
Wendy, thanks so much.
Sure.